This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The USDA continues to accept applications now through August 28th for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. Producers should apply through the Farm Service Agency at their local USDA Service Center. Joining us with an update, Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, we've talked in the past about this, but CFAP providing vital financial assistance to producers who have suffered losses through this pandemic.
Yes, this is going to be very important for dairy farmers as well as producers of other commodities because it's the government's main source of financial sustenance to help us get through the coronavirus pandemic. The latest report that we saw earlier this week, Bill, from USDA indicates that just over 15,000 dairy operators have already applied for assistance for the program with an allocation of almost $900 million. So that's a significant chunk of money. And you also have to keep in mind that that represents the 80% payment that USDA is going to be initiating here at the beginning of the summer. The remaining 20% that people apply for will be given out then later in the summer, assuming that there's still money to pay for it. So the dairy portion at nearly $1 billion is about one quarter of all the money that's been allocated so far to a roughly 250,000 producers of all commodities. So dairy certainly getting its fair share of this coronavirus food assistance program money.
Adding to the CFAP package is also the optimism of the dairy markets.
It's quite different today compared to just 2 or 3 months ago when commodity prices and therefore farm-level milk prices collapsed and we were looking at some very tough times. But between the government stepping in, between co-ops making the decision to trim back some of the milk production, and then now the return of the economy, more people going out to eat or at least ordering takeout, a lot more demand out there for dairy products. Look at what's happened with the cheese markets. We've seen record high cheese prices here in the last few weeks. Now, eventually, we think that's going to correct, but certainly now it looks like it's going to be a much better year for 2020 than compared to what we saw just a few months ago.
We've also heard the optimistic headlines about a trade deal with Canada and Mexico, but recently there's been some rumblings with Canada. What's the latest there?
Well, the main thing is that we need to continue to hold Canada's feet to the proverbial fire regarding the market access that Canada has promised as part of the new replacement for NAFTA. It's called the USMCA trade agreement. And Canada did agree to give us a little bit more dairy market access as part of it. But our concern here, and this is information that we've shared recently with the U.S. Trade Representative's office, that as the new deal takes effect on July 1st, which is just a week away, we need to make certain that Canada adheres not only to the letter of its commitments, but to the spirit as well, and not do things that they have tended to do in the past, unfortunately, to reduce what slim market access that they have pledged to give us.
So the U.S. dairy industry would like to see the U.S. government take a more active role in this?
Well, the U.S. government has to monitor this agreement, and that's why we raised this issue with the U.S. Trade Representative's office, with the USDA, and also with our supporters in Congress to make certain that while Canada has pledged to give us some additional access, that when they offer what's called tariff rate quotas and increase those to allow some more exports, that they actually follow through on this. The good news is that U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, when he appeared before Congress last week, he was asked specifically about the dairy issue, and he said that they would be keeping an eye on it, and if it looks like the U.S. government needs to intervene, that they would do so. So this is one of these things reminiscent of what Ronald Reagan used to say with negotiations with the Soviet Union. You have to trust, but you also have to verify. And so now we're going to be entering into the verification phase of this whole agreement where, as we get into July, we need to make certain that Canada follows through on its commitments.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, a Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Tomorrow, join us for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.